Hello, this is Kelly Dugan, and you are listening to Image Matters News, a once-monthly blog feature dedicated to principles and strategies that will assist you in gaining more of what you want with ease, allowing you to attract more prospects, gain rapport, and achieve what you define as success. This is Volume 11, Issue 6, entitled Behavior, Influence Via Your Conduct. Behavior influence via your conduct. We frequently use the word behavior in our three-part Image ABCs series and other postings. Now in part two, let's explore some specifics. Being aware. We do these things daily. You know, go to a meeting, interact with team members and our clients in person or on camera, answer the phone, present reports or address groups, send emails and texts. The list goes on and on. Working with a coaching client recently, we considered this specifically. In one session, we considered who she came in contact with or was seen by, her audiences. We began by looking at the influence she has when overseeing a specific monthly meeting she attends. With the goal of growing awareness, which I like to call strengthening your awareness muscle, we defined her positive and really not so bad behaviors. As a seasoned professional, she already had a lot of poise and polish, but we were looking for subtle behaviors she wanted to consider and work on eliminating. How could we take her influence from good to great? What would help her gain even more respect, generate more positive results, and promote more fluid communication? Developing influential behavior. Like my client, if you're looking for ways to grow your own influential behavior, it begins with you. Get brave about assessing your own behaviors. If this sounds intimidating to do alone, enlist the support of a mentor, a friend, or a coach that specializes in making best impressions. Start with where you are now. For example, have someone help you make a video of yourself in your next meeting and/or speech. Of course, get permission from others who might happen to be in the recording. Or record the elevator introduction that you give at the next meeting you attend. Or do the same with audio recordings to hear how you deliver vocally. Then study what you see and hear. What seems awkward or weak or even inconsiderate? Is something you do getting in the way? Here are four areas of behavior to assess. What are the positive or negative influences you have on others? And what impressions do you want to make? Correct your mindset. As you get to know and work with others, be aware of their personalities and how you really feel about them. You may not love how an individual addresses specific issues, or how they take nine times longer than you would to explain something. In these and other instances, use a mental emergency adjustment to move your mind from negative to positive thinking. Focus on a positive quality the individual has, or think of a positive phrase or word to assist in making a positive mental shift. This is important because where you are mentally will be visible to others in your behavior. You can't hide it. Know your body language. Speaking of which, we know that the body doesn't lie. Are you nonverbally in line with the communication that is taking place or your desired business outcome? Are you displaying open, engaged signals, such as legs uncrossed, arms open with palms exposed or relaxed at your side? Or closed signals, which are arms folded, legs crossed, body turned away? Are you leaning forward, aligned with positive attitudes and increased verbal output? Or leaning backward, away, signaling dislike, negativity, or dominance? It's important to know if your nonverbal communication is part of why conversations shut down or people don't seem to pay attention to you. Use your voice. Your voice is a tool to be used in the tone and the melody that it plays. Research has shown that spoken communication is processed in our brains for emotion first and then for logic. People won't remember what you say to them unless what you say makes them feel something. Remember to breathe and invite listening by consciously using resonance, projection, pitch, pace, and articulation. We've all read a message wrong because of the tone it was delivered in, or we've lost track of what was being said by unnecessary filler words like How your voice is heard really does matter. Be polite. There's something very powerful about polite behavior. My observation over the past several years is that we work and live at such a fast pace that we are focused mainly on ourselves and our own needs just to make it through the day. Whether it's holding a door for someone else, being gracious while driving, or sharing a document with a coworker in a meeting, be aware of others and share credit or appreciation. Ultimately, politeness is simply about being respectful. It's part of being a positive, influential person. In the next issue of Image Matters News, we'll continue our ABC's journey by exploring how effective communication practices create a positive influence. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And as always, we wish you much success in the coming month.